Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Historic news that China will accept beef from the U.S. That in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900. We're talking about the most populous nation on the face of the earth. 1.38 billion people currently and growing. We're talking about the People's Republic of China. China has basically said no to U.S. beef and teased us a few times that they were going to open up, but never have since the cow that stole Christmas, the case of BSE in this country back in 2003. 13 years later, it looks like now that the Chinese finally saying yes to beef from the United States. Beef from animals under 30 months of age is the initial word that we're getting from the PRC. We have talked about this so many times. Recently, back in July, we talked about the China situation with Phil Tseng, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
And, you know, when you look at the 65% of the world's middle class is going to be in Asia over the course of the next 15 years, that's an area to be in. I think when we talk about Asia, of course, you have to talk about China. And the Chinese market is a vexing market. It's been closed since 2003. We've had to go through all kinds of steps now to even get close to getting that market open. But it looks like the major hurdle at this point in time is traceability. But I would say this is the one area where the whole industry has really come together, and that would be exporters, it would be producers, everyone. So we have a bookend system that we're going to be proposing. And hopefully, the U.S. government, I know this administration, I was just in Washington last week, they're very focused on having progress with China. So to me, having our government committed to getting her done is very encouraging. So I've never seen so much enthusiasm for trying to get this thing rectified as I have right now with China.
Still to come, more technical negotiations. The next step is for the USDA to work with China's Administration of Quality Supervision, Inspection, and Quarantine to approve the certificates and protocols for exports from this country into China for U.S. beef. According to Phil Tseng, it is very important that these government-to-government negotiations go well.
It's a delicate relationship. I'm glad we have a good friend there named Max Baucus. He knows the beef industry very well. I know he's worked tirelessly on trying to get this market open. So hopefully, before he leaves, and maybe if we could get TPP passed and China open, we'd have a hell of a good year.
Phil Tseng, in a conversation that we had with him back in July of this year during the Summer Cattle Industry Conference in Denver, Phil Tseng, the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The caution here is that while the Chinese have said they're going to start taking beef under 30 months of age, from carcasses under 30 months of age from the United States, the devil's in the details, and those final technical protocols still have to be worked out. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.